This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation following the students' protest over the past 10 days, adding that it was not a matter of prestige for him. He said that considering the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi and across the country, and with the aim of preventing anti-national forces from exploiting it, as well as ensuring that not a single student's future gets entangled in legal complexities, he decided to tender his resignation to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accepted his resignation. The Union Cabinet has approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure a stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. The proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in Parliament next week. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, the National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. According to sources, legal and criminal actions will also be taken against some of these officials. This proposed bill suggests 10 years of imprisonment and a fine up to 10 crores has been proposed for paper leaking. The death toll for the ongoing floods in Assam has increased to 62, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said on Saturday. Rescue teams are still unable to access around 30% of the flood-hit areas in Nazira and 20% in Sivsagar due to damaged road connectivity. The situation remains critical in Sivsagar and Charaidio districts. More than 24,000 people are staying in relief camps, while over 10 lakh people across 833 villages have been affected by the flash floods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the flood situation in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Sarma said the Prime Minister sought an update on the extent of the devastation, the progress of relief operations, and the challenges being faced on the ground. The ancient Buddhist site of Sarnath has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat described it as a defining moment for India's cultural heritage. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat said that Sarnath is a timeless beacon of peace, wisdom and compassion. He said that it reflects the profound spiritual and philosophical contributions of Indian civilization to humanity. Mr. Shekhawat said that the inscription reaffirms the nation's enduring role as a cradle of ideas that continue to inspire the world across generations. In a successful operation, the Capital Police has arrested Vivoto V. Zimo, former branch manager, Central Bank of India, Ganga branch from Dimapur, in charges of cheating a number of people in the name of government subsidy and loan schemes. While sharing the news, Itanagar Police said on July 9, 2026, they received a written complaint alleging that the complainant had been cheated by Vivoto V. Zimo of ₹2,50,000 of his own money and ₹2 lakhs being the subsidy amount due to him under the Atmanirbhar Pasupalan Yojana. During investigation, it appeared that the same person has cheated as many as 20 people and siphoned more than 8 crore rupees by cheating them. In another major anti-narcotics operation conducted on Thursday, the Special Action Team of Capital Police Itanagar successfully apprehended a suspected drug peddler from the Mopto area under Niti Vihar Police Station, Itanagar. The accused, a resident of Assam, was apprehended from a rented premises, led to the recovery of 46 plastic vials containing suspected heroin, weighing approximately 9.73 grams. Further investigation is on. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.